can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain, no one's got, and no one will ever get. We should learn from Zainab. 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 How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain no one's got, and no one will ever get. How can we forget Zainab? Zainab, how can we forget? Like her pain no one's got, and no one will ever get. We should learn from Zainab. 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 She went through so much grief, like it nothing is compared. Compared, how can I say that others would be living scared? She went through so much grief.
Thousands of Muslims from across the UK took part in commemorating Arba'een. The mourners gathered in central London to pray and listen to speeches. They then marched for over 2 hours in a passionate procession, waving flags, banners, and reciting poems and songs about the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. They walked across through the busy streets of London, shedding light on the sacrifice, values, and legacy of Imam Hussein. Arba'een marks the 40th day since the day of Ashura, when Imam Hussein, the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, and his 72 companions, including his family members, were martyred in Karbala.
We should learn from Zainab. We should learn from Zainab.
Today, what we're doing today is we are lucky enough to be invited by the Husseini organization here in London to bring the Zuljanah. We've been making the Zuljanah. We were the very first people to make a Zuljanah in the United Kingdom, and I was 14 or 15 at the time. We've been making the Zuljanah ever since, alhamdulillah. We've been doing it while they were in Pakistan. They've come here. As we grew older, we heard the stories, we took an interest, and we said we'd like to do it here. They supported us for that reason, and alhamdulillah, as I say, since I was 14 or 15, we've been making the Zuljanah, and we're very lucky that we get invited to the Arba'een procession to bring the Zuljanah. I think the Zuljanah is a very important part of the Arba'een procession.
Forty days is the usual length of mourning in many Muslim traditions. The epic journey and struggle for freedom and justice 1400 years ago is still remembered on the streets of major capitals in the world. Many families at the Arba'een procession feel it is an opportunity for the community to come together and educate their children and others about the significance of what happened in Karbala. Many mourners believe the lessons that can be learnt about Arba'een is very relevant to the times and conditions Muslims go through every day in their lives today.
The message in itself is enough to inspire the whole world. Have trust that if we do our best to serve the Imam and we try to emulate his characteristics, this path will triumph. There is something that is even higher than social and political action, and that is the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that you do, because Allah loves you for serving the Imam.
Ayub's patience is so great. Zainab's patience is greater, greater than Prophet Yaqub's. Zainab's life was much harder, harder than the Mount Yet.
The message of Arba'een definitely is universal, it's multidimensional. It means something different to everybody that comes here. You can't come here and stand for 10 hours or 5 hours if you don't have love of the Ahlul Bayt or Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Everybody that comes here today, we are their servants and we will look after them as they have come from far away, which they have. And we are lucky that we've been put in a position that we can look after them while they're on this jalous of the Arba'een.
For the thousands who marked the events of Arba'een in the UK, the spirit of one of Islam's most revered figures is alive and thriving. Imam Hussein is revered by Muslims as the Prince of Martyrs. He was killed in Karbala on a day which became known as Ashura, having refused to pledge allegiance to the corrupt and tyrannical Yazid. The procession attracted the eyes of many passers-by in London who took leaflets and also inquired about the event. All people, regardless of their colour or religious background, were welcome to take part in the procession.
If we want to be strong socially and politically, then our actions have to be supported by our loyalty and our walaya to the Imam. If we can only transform ourselves and be true lovers and followers, then there is no doubt that this light will shine across the world.
Hussein, I ask you, then you tell me.
Imam Hussein is seen as a universal symbol of freedom and compassion. The thousands who attended the peaceful ceremony in London aimed to express solidarity with millions of Iraqi mourners who have defied the very bad security conditions in the country. The procession was also a symbol against takfirism and a stand against the bombing and threats of terrorists. Thus, the pilgrimage wasn't a mere religious exercise, but a bold statement of resistance. Many people believe today's Arba'een procession is also a reflection of good versus evil, of light versus darkness. Imam Hussein's legend encourages, inspires, and champions change for the better.
Find out for me, and then tell me, where is he? From my soul I am asking.
And as we're talking to people, we give them the flower. And the flower represents love, it represents beauty, and it represents peace. And that is the essence of the message of Hussein. And I hope that this will inspire them to look at what he stood for. He was a man who served humanity, and he gave life to human beings. And this is a man who we want to remember, as is we remember Mandela or Gandhi, and inspirational role models. And, you know, I'm handing this out to them as a gesture of peace.
We came asking for the Father.
My thoughts is that it's a good thing, like, you know, to raise awareness, to show that, you know, there's some pretty influential people around the world that they should, you know, everyone should know about. And I don't really discriminate anyone out there. So I'm kind of intrigued on also, like, the different cultures that are outside in the world, which is it's important for everyone to explore.
How did the moon of Hashim fall? Tell me.
We're here to commemorate the 40th, the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we're here to offer and serve Imam al-Hussein by giving out water bottles to the non-Muslims, to explain to them what is going on today, why it was the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein, and how we got martyred, and how Imam al-Hussein did the ultimate sacrifice to save the religion of Islam and keep the peace of Islam. And if it was not for him, we wouldn't have got the rights that we have today, and we wouldn't have got the peace for Islam that we have today. Okay, there's maybe some misconceptions about Islam, but alhamdulillah, because Imam al-Hussein was there, he did save half of the Islam, the correct path of Islam, and alhamdulillah, shukr. And we're giving out leaflets as well to explain what's going on, like, for those people who are more into it, like, they ask questions, we give them the leaflets so that they can look at the leaflets and see what's going on and understand the whole story and tragedy of Karbala.
We came asking for the father of Sajjad and Ali al-Akbar. Where did he lay? Show me the way.
I come here far away, Mommy Hussein.
Islam.
Islam.
Life will never be the same. The whole night she's shouting. Al-Banin is asking, where are my sons? They are now gone, and in my life no loved one. My tear is now dropping on my cheek.
40th day, and we're here at the gathering, brought the kids. So they can be aware of what's happening and what has happened, and basically be here for the message of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Left me another king. Life will never be the same. I am praying and reading the holy book for my sons. I will start to search and look. When they left me, my heart and my soul they took.
So it's the ongoing battle between good and evil. When you come out to a procession like this, you basically say, okay, I'm standing with the right, I'm standing with the just cause, I'm standing with the people who are against evil. So it's also your support that to say that Islam is not what ISIS portrays it to be. Islam is the religion of peace. What Imam Hussein did 1400 years ago was for the same cause, for just reason, for the right reasons.
My four great sons to my heart, they...
If the world truly understood Hussein, his message, and his sacrifice, they would begin to understand the ancient roots of ISIS. Many of those who attended the procession volunteered through various means. This included distributing food, water, flowers and leaflets, and book sales. This procession is one of many similar events across the world and is one of the oldest Muslim processions in the UK. The attendance continues to grow every year.
As we can see here today, every year the number of people attending Arba'een processions in London is increasing. People have come from all over England, and although they are thousands of miles away from Karbala,
they remain in the same spirit and passion. This is Ali Muhammad Ali, reporting for Imam Hussein TV 3, London.
To see my four sons again.